audio descriptions for ability to create videos, in order of appearance. 1. Janelle McMillan on Artworks TV, 3 minutes and 43 seconds. The film opens with Janelle, an artist, author and Order of Australia recipient, dressed in a rainbow shirt and bright kerchief, smiling to the camera. She lives with cerebral palsy. We see Janelle zooming past in her wheelchair with the sunny Hobart foreshore and environs as the backdrop. Janelle wants this video to raise awareness about what people who are differently abled can do. Art gives her a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Listen to Janelle tell her story. 2. Angela Jones. Angela shares her views on disability, recorded by Joel Roberts. 3. Let Me Dry Your Eyes, 2021, 2 minutes and 57 seconds. Directed by Kelly Drummond Cawthorne, musical direction by Matthew Farga, presented by Second Echo Ensemble and Mona Foma. This is the story of a whale man and a bird woman trying to find a meeting place in which to connect, where air and water intersect. The site for this work is the abandoned Beaumaris Zoo on the outskirts of Hobart City, with concrete pens and cages still evident in the landscape. We hear the sound of rain splashing on a hard surface, images of gates and bars leading nowhere, somewhere. A boatman in fishing overalls, complete with gumboots, steps into a pool of water inside a dinghy. There is an open book on the seat. The boatman wears a captain's hat and a thick green woolen jumper. It is raining. The boatman sits inside the submerged dinghy, his hands open upwards on his lap as he looks to the sky. We see a bird woman in a feathered costume up high on a platform with trees in the background. On the opposite side, a whale man in a black wetsuit with barnacles on his chest is trapped in a cage, his arms undulating up and down to the sound of whale song. The boatman peers through binoculars. There are soft, long grasses behind him. Bird calls fill the air. He can see the bird woman. The whale man is dancing and blows bubbles into a plastic container. Is he drowning from all the plastic flotsam and jetsam in the sea? Another performer in overalls flies a giant red and white kite in a field. The sun is shining. The camera is behind her as we watch the kite fly towards the whale man in his concrete cage. We can see the sea through the gap in the trees. An older man in a worn tuxedo, white hair and soft beard, plays a cello in a doorway. There is a reflection of grasses in a pool of water. The boatman takes off his cap. The bird woman is drawn towards the whale man. Another performer blows into a water pipe. The bird woman is entangled in blue tubing in her nest. The whale man is getting more animated as he beats on a large drum with water spraying. A violin bow moves rapidly, picking up pace in the music score. The audience watch on, captivated by the growing tension between the bird and the whale. The older man plays a giant cage-like xylophone in a doorframe. The bird woman swoops across the field and along the cage where the whale is trapped. She slips inside between the bars. A man plays a flute with a stiff frilled collar. The bird woman appears again on top of the concrete cell and dances in full flight. The rain continues. Performances by Luke Campbell, Bryony Gieves, Matthew Farga, Michael Fortescue, Eri Konishi, David Montgomery, Paul Roberts, Charlie Smith, and Kelly Drummond Cawthorne. Video by Angus Ashton. 4. The Stair Project, presented by Second Echo Ensemble. We've always been taught not to stare, not to look at someone deeply because it might offend them. So we look away. But if we don't look, we can't see. And if we can't see, we can't know. So how can we understand? Second Echo Ensemble, SEE, are launching a series of portraits to create a place to see and be seen that dismantles normal and empowers the SEE artists living with disability to reflect and share their lived experiences. The Stare, The Secret Ninja, 15 seconds. Artwork and performance by Aidan Chick, presented by Second Echo Ensemble. Video, Keith Deverell. Aidan enjoys visual and martial arts. He likes to work in bold, bright colours in pen, paint and crayon whilst performing a few ninja moves. Aidan stands front on with a modern black t-shirt with a red and white target emblazoned on his chest and a white five-pointed star in the middle of the target. Pop synthesizer music plays as Aidan stands confidently in front of a white backdrop with hints of his line drawings in dark red pen. We follow an orange pen line and then a series of colourful backdrops painted by Aidan slide behind him as he beckons us to come closer with his hand. He does a fast martial art punch straight to camera, looking down the barrel of his arm and wearing some gold headphones, he brings his hands together in a martial arts salute to finish. 5. The Stare. Am I safe here? 15 seconds. Written and performed by Bella Young. Presented by Second Echo Ensemble. Video by Angus Ashton. Performer Bella Young is pictured against a black backdrop and in black top and pants, she spins with arms outstretched, then crouches to the ground, effortlessly. Bella's voice is heard and is echoed through her movement in space. She says, "Exit the place. Come away from me now, or come home. It's this static, frantic, frantic, frantic motioning. And yet, we still are." 6. The Stare. I'm an Outside Boy, 30 seconds. Performed by Charlie Smith. Presented by Second Echo Ensemble. Video by Angus Ashton. Charlie Smith is a young man who loves nature and the outdoors. We see the inside of a corrugated iron shed, and performer Charlie Smith has his back to the audience, wearing a brown, short-sleeved collared shirt with horizontal light stripes. He stretches outward towards a tree branch, grasping just out of reach. Digital projections of thought bubbles rise up from the floor and over his body. His hands are cupped upwards at chest level. His arms windmill backwards as if being pushed by wind. Charlie stands inside a rough tangle of rope at his feet. A faint hint of sound as Charlie whispers, "I'm an outside boy." 7. The Stare, Queen, 30 seconds, performed by David Montgomery, presented by Second Echo Ensemble, video by Angus Ashton. David Montgomery is rocking it like a true rock star with a drumstick in each hand, easily feeling the beat, relishing the moment. Against a black backdrop, he pops wearing a bright yellow jacket fashioned with belts and buckles and a stiff collar. The jacket is matched with white fitted trousers and a gold stripe down both the outside legs. David is filmed at waist height, tapping out the drum beats. As the camera pulls back, we see all of David standing alone with no drums in sight, but like magic, he is playing the air, tapping out a rhythm as he moves smoothly from side to side, rising to a crescendo to finish, with arms and drumsticks outstretched. 8. The Stare, The Black Dog by William Webster, part of the Stare Project, presented by Second Echo Ensemble. Video, Keith Deverell. The film opens with a close-up of William, a proud man, standing on Kingston Beach with eucalyptus gums and a coastal scrub behind him. He is wearing a black hat, black buttoned-up shirt over a black t-shirt and black jeans, and his trusty black pouch slung over his shoulder. He has a cheeky smile as he asks, "Do you see me?" we move to a wider landscape shot with three images of William moving amongst a fallen gum tree and sifting sand through his fingers. He asks again, "Do you see me?" Instrumental music supports his movement against a backdrop of coastal cliffs of burnt orange and sandstone. He swings his arms like a propeller blade and then raises them high above his head as if soaring over the cliff. He whispers to the wind, "I am on the outside as I am pressed so hard against the earth." The final image is of William standing with his arm around some driftwood, a modern warrior. 9. The Stare, What Makes You Beautiful? Performed by Alex Morris Bagley. Presented by Second Echo Ensemble. Video, Keith Deverell. This is a short music video starring Alex Morris Bagley, who dreams of marrying all of the One Direction band members, Bollywood style. Alex loves pink. She is lying on the ground with a pink chiffon-like fabric draped over her, with a full-length mirror as the backdrop. Bollywood music plays as Alex seductively snakes her arms and wiggles her hips as five Ken-like One Direction plastic dolls ride past on a horse. Desert scenes, lush green forests, and Alex sitting atop an elephant fill the screen, finishing with Alex framed in a joyous pose with coloured pink lights surrounding her. This is what makes her beautiful. 10. The Chain, 1 minute 46 seconds. Directed by Luke John Campbell. Presented by Second Echo Ensemble and Constance Ari. The concrete pillars of the Tasman Bridge loom overhead against grey clouds on a late winter's afternoon. Charlie Smith, white-faced in top hat and coat, stands sentinel. The zinc factory on the Derwent foreshore blinks yellow as it breathes out steam. The Chain is about nature and the native. Luke Campbell stands outside, silent and still, with arms stretched wide, covered in chains and chain armour to await the audience. He is circled by a line of white chain and rocks with a fire crackling beside him in a fire pit. The audience are led off a ferry onto the jetty platform at the Glenorchy Art and Sculpture Park. They form a circle around Luke to witness the chain performance, where haunting music accompanied by live didgeridoo fill the performance space. Performers are pulled and pushed as chains are wrapped on bodies and then unwound. The audience stands mesmerised as Luke manipulates the chain. He swings, he turns, he pulls, he caresses. The chain is interconnected with the other performers. The natural and physical environment ever present as an additional performer supporting the work. The choppy waters of the Derwent are reflected in the large glass window. Luke is bound as he struggles with the physical and symbolic weight of the chain. The night, now ink black, as the wind picks up the fire pit and tosses it carelessly across the concrete surface. Luke frees himself of the chains and slams them onto the concrete as a final gesture to end the performance. Performances by Luke John Campbell, Joshua Langford, Rodrigo Diaz Icasuriaga, Eri Konishi, Adelaide Opus, Lara Della Pasqua, Amalia Pantazis, Charlie Smith, Paul Roberts, Bella Young, James Dobing, Wilbur Roberts, and Henry Roberts. Sound design by Matthew Faga and Rodrigo Diaz Icasuriaga. Video by Angus Ashton. 11. Outside Boy, 1 minute 22 seconds. Directed by Charlie Smith. Presented by Second Echo Ensemble. Tour management by Performing Lines Tasmania. We see a man in white overalls riding a skateboard in a circle. He has two protective helmets on his head. Another performer, all in black, with a tool belt and headphones, appears. And then we have wind, represented by a transparent plastic sheet, as it passes in a flurry of movement through the air. A rainbow kite flutters on a string, followed by a silverfish kite. There are shadows on the floor. A performer lies on her back on the ground and strokes her arms. We see a woman playing a harp, a musician manipulating sound through a small music machine. Another plays an electric guitar. The transparent sheets are thrown as if in a storm and hover over a body on the ground. Charlie, the outside boy, stands in a wobbly circle of rope, reaching as projected thought bubbles move upwards onto his chest. Two performers clasp hands and travel side by side as one is being wheeled around on a wooden trolley with wheels. It is joyful. More plastic sheeting is manipulated in the air. It is spun. It lifts and falls. It breathes. The audience are caught in the action. Charlie's arms windmill backwards. A giant calico moth flutters over the audience. Performances by Charlie Smith, Eri Konishi, Aidan Chick, Paul Roberts, Bella Young, Bethany Reese, Kelly Drummond Cawthorn, Warren Mason, Emily Sanzaro, Dean Stevenson. Second Echo Ensemble would like to acknowledge funding support from Sydney Meyer Foundation, Arts Tasmania, RANT-RAF, Aussie Broadband, Creative Hobart, Australia Council, and Healthy Tasmania. Video by Angus Ashton.